USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing an executive order that he says will promote competition in the American economy. Speaking at the White House, Biden says competition keeps the economy moving and growing.
I'm a proud capitalist. I spent most of my career representing the corporate state of Delaware. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. Let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The death toll is up to 78 in the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying 14 more victims have been found at the site in Surfside. The mayor adding that the search efforts are moved up with great urgency as 62 people are still unaccounted for. Search crews working in 12-hour shifts, 24 hours a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
New details are emerging regarding the assassination of the president of Haiti.
A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday, adding that 17 have been detained, including the Americans. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The CDC is expanding a nationwide recall of chicken products manufactured by Tyson Foods. On Thursday, the CDC adding another 500,000 pounds of product to the initial recall of over 8.4 million pounds. The CDC saying the chicken may be tainted with listeria and advised to not eat, serve, or sell the recalled products that include items like fully frozen chicken strips and fully cooked pizza with chicken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Da Vinci sketch the size of a post-it note sold for big money in the UK.
A rare drawing by Italian Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci sold at auction for $12 million in London. The small drawing, which shows the head of a bear, sold as part of the auction house's The Exceptional Sale. Overall, the auction brought in almost $27 million. It was completed using a technique called silver point, which involves using a silver stylus to draw on specially prepared paper. The head of a bear is one of a very small number of Leonardo artworks that are still held in private hands. Christie's of London declined to identify the most recent owner of the drawing or the Thursday buyer. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The White House is holding its daily briefing, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's up to the Afghanistan military to determine that country's future, as the United States has given the Afghans plenty of military training and support.
The responsibility now lies in the hands of the Afghans. We have trained over 300,000. We've provided $3.9 billion in humanitarian assistance. These are brave fighters who have fought off, taken on casualties, and fought off over the course of the last several years. We want to equip and empower them, and it is now in their hands.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.